whatever. I think he's just scared to get hurt. And I think it's really in his head because he is extremely, I think we'll all agree, he is extremely cerebral. He's obviously very intelligent, but extremely cerebral people at times have a paralysis by analysis is what a lot of people call it. They're not gunslingers at all. Speaking of gunslingers, Chad Kelly is totally legit, guys. He's awesome.
Kelly is balling out right now. Balling out. Jerry, what's it do for you when you see a guy ball out like this guy's balling out against Alabama right now?
Well, I mean, how can you not love that, Tony? I mean, you know, it just happened against the Tide, so I can watch this all night.
By the way, these Alabama fan reactions
are the best.
Yes.
It's the best.
They are the best.
We don't even have the sound in here. You don't need it.
You don't need sound.
Pictures just speak a thousand words. It's beautiful.
Every time.
Wait until you guys see the surrender cobras going around Twitter here in a few minutes. They're about to surrender cobra down in Tuskegee.
It's great.
It's fun to watch Alabama get beat. It's fun to see them in agony because we've been in agony for so damn long around.
Exactly. How about them and Auburn both getting the hell beat out of them in the same day? When's the last time that happened?
It's been a while. Guys, my question for you, and I am making a joke, but I'm not. I was really impressed with the way Dormady looked, how he possessed the ball, how he ran the offense. That one throw he made on his touchdown, forgive me, I can't remember who it was. I'm assuming it was Preston Williams because he only
was Williams.
So, that Dobbs cannot make that throw.
No, he cannot.
He cannot make that throw.
Not right now. He cannot, and he has not made it so far in his career.
And I'm not mad at Dobbs. I think Dobbs is a just fine quarterback, but we have a good future at quarterback at Tennessee. Guys, I don't think we're going to beat Florida next week because we don't beat Florida.
Oh.
This is what we do.
Well, you'll be here next week when we win, and we're going to be up till 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm looking forward.
Oh,
I'll
be with you, guys. I got some Pappy Van Winkle to open if we beat Florida next week, and it will get raucous in my household.
Thank you, brother. And I want to say this: we'll be at Cassie's next week at North Shore at the North Shore Town Center. My friends at Shock Top and Bud Light are teeing it up. We're going to be there with you. We're going to have Bud Light drafts only $2 during the game. We're going to have Shock Chop specials. Cassie's is where we will be. Pellissippi, North Shore, in the North Shore Town Center in front of North Shore Elementary School. Next week, UT Florida, listener watch party. Be there! I'm going back to the phones. 865-200-5402. Russell Smith is here from 94.3 Radio, Knox Talk Radio, here in town. And Russell, they can find you on Twitter where?
At Russell WNFC.
And I've had some folks, Richard Reynolds, listening tonight. Can you send a shout out to the Reynolds family for being longtime Vol supporters and Tony Basilio supporters? Hey, Richard, I just did. Thank you for being there. Jeff Gillum tonight on Twitter, noting that trees all over Mississippi are shaking tonight. All over. Trees all over. Mississippi are shaking tonight. Harvey Updike could be at it again. Any night Alabama gets beat and we're here watching this together, I mean, life is a celebration. As I remind you, Tennessee Sports Medicine Group, glad they're on board with us here. Smartway Dalton Bearing fifth quarter fan reaction. John Krusenklaas and the gang there are going to take great care of you. I don't care what your injury, your malady is, you weekend warrior, I got zero problem recommending them to you. Because Tennessee Sports Medicine Group flat out gets it done. They've made Mrs. B whole again. She was fighting some issues for about a year and a half. A drastic change in her life. A drastic change in her life means a drastic change in my life. Because when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, and she happier now. And I want to thank my friends at Tennessee Sports Medicine Group for doing that. They did it to me last year, helped me with a shoulder issue. My shoulder hurt so bad last year after carrying Jerry Colquitt around on this program. several times.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. 2260 Sutherland Avenue, online at 10sportsmed.com. See the link at TonyBasilio.com. And if you've tried the rest, try the best, Tennessee Sports Medicine Group. Treadwell tonight is turning it out. They're having a great time on the Ole Miss sidelines. Jerry, don't you wish our kids could have completed the deal last week and could have enjoyed a moment like that? Our kids, especially the upperclassmen on Tennessee's program, deserve a night like this. Oh, he dropped an interception. Alabama's goose is cooked. They're down 20 right now, and their goose is cooked.
They suck.
Lane might get fired tonight. Lane will find... He'll find.
They can't throw it.
He'll be in the open arms of some 20-year-old blonde.
They're shutting down all this run, but Kelly's just tearing them apart.
Back to the
front. Yeah, Tony, you know the thing that I really feel bad for these kids, because, you know, and when you're playing college football, it is an investment in your life. And these kids, you know, probably not since last year that Cutcliffe was there with Fulmer, before he went to Duke. But even then, I mean, it's really been since the 90s,
forever.
Even early 90s, since, you know, we could walk out there, we could play Alabama, we could walk out there, we would play Florida.
Beat them all.
And when we had them at home, they knew we were getting ready to beat their head in.
Yep, it's like Beano said. Yep.
And they were afraid to come to our house. It's just been so long since this series is like that. Where
any of these games. How about Oklahoma last weekend? You can't, I mean, I hate to belabor this. That's the thing that kills me about that game is those kids, that's got to be so deflating to them because they've worked so hard. And in a game where Kurt Majik gets hurt, you know, now he has the memory of, I got hurt and we got beat, instead of the memory of, I got hurt and our team still won. And, you know, it was like Tony Robinson tells me when he talks about the Alabama game in 85 when he got beat, he says, Tony, we won the game. I was thrilled we won the game. It meant everything to beat those guys back then. Let's go back to the phones. Remember, Dale Jones made their interception to save the game. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Hello, you're on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
Hey, it's JJ.
Hey, JJ, get in here, buddy.
Hey, I didn't hear like a little beep or anything.
Oh, man, I hate when I do that.
Is Jerry drinking bottled water these days?
Jerry, you drink bottled water?
Oh, what for?
What's that?
What for when you got a propane water filter right in your house?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I've heard the bottled water leaches chemicals, and I was going to see what kind of filter you can get that's not going to break the bank that can filter out fluoride.
Pro Pure water filter, as advertised on Alex Jones.
All you need.
What's that?
I said it's all you need. Those things run anywhere from $200 to $300. But once you get one, the nice thing about it is, you know, it's a gravity filter, and you can take that thing with you anywhere you go.
Nice. So, Tony, I know that you ridicule the Jeekster for bringing up Quarles and Gruden. And to me, the way I look at it is we're kind of in limbo with this guy. In your heart of hearts, if we announce that Quarles was the coach next year, don't pay him hardly anything compared to what these guys are making, and reduce the price of tickets, would you say that most fans would not rejoice with that or decide to break the bank and actually go get the best coach that is out there?
JJ, how are you going to run a guy off that's recruiting top five classes? How do you do that? Explain that to me.
In year three,
you're writing a guy off. Three games into year three.
How long was Zook at Florida?
3 years.
Okay. And what happened when Urban Meyer was hired out of Utah.
They had a year where they weren't any good, and then he won a national championship the next year.
Would you sacrifice one more year to win a national championship in 2017?
But you're making a false equivalency. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's just the third game of his third season. Let's let it.
I understand, but I'm a fan, Tony, and you
he's
know,
not Derek Dooley.
This is how I genuinely feel.
I understand.
Let me just ask you this. You know, I saw a statistic about Stanford. The last three times they've been a double-digit dog, they've won. Twice was against Oregon. Now, granted, they might have had Andrew Luck, but they were a double-digit dog. I would really like to find this out. In the last, since like maybe Former's last 3 or 4 years, if we go back from right now, 10 years ago, and we look at how many games we've won as just going in as an underdog, period, not even a double-digit dog, but just being an underdog, and we compared our record to any program in the nation, I guarantee you would be in the bottom 10%. I mean, there's probably programs like Iowa State that have at least in the last 5 or 10 years upset in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like my lovely wife said to me today. We watched the crazy ending of some game. Oh, we were watching the BYU 2 weeks in a row. They won on Hail Marys, and she said to me, "When's the last time that happened here?" She said, "How come we never get plays like that here to beat somebody? We've had so little here, and it really is frustrating." Mm-hmm.
It is frustrating. That's the thing. And like, we're paying this guy over $3 million, but I'm just saying, there's no consequence to guys like this. He hasn't changed. He's being tone deaf. There's little left in me to feel these warm fuzzies for a guy who's a mediocre hired head. If we're going to go after hired heads, and pay all this kind of money. You know, this is very shocking when I realized the other day I was hearing about, guys, I don't know if it was Tony Robinson or whatnot, but a few days ago you had a show and just talking about like all the UT alumni, former players that was there. And it's like, man, I miss the days of Fulmer and Majors where you had UT guys there and at least they cared about the program. We're getting guys that could care less really about this area. We've got ADs who are in a competition with Saban to have the most bleached out ginger colored hair for AARP member. And we're still like talking about moral victories. You know what I mean? And it's like, look, I'm really like, I don't have much patience for a guy who is admittedly, so many people, including you, have said, this guy is not going to change. If he's a great recruiter.
That was Russell.
No, you said that he's not going to change.
I said he's not a very good game manager right now, is what I've said about him.
So look, there's more than one guy that makes up a coaching staff, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, why not get a guy who can call a good game and get another guy or two or three who are great on the recruiting trail? You know, but we act like we can't get anyone else besides Butch. And I'm not concerned about being fair to him. He hasn't been fair to us with his play call. He could have removed himself from the sideline and we win. And he reminds me of a guy, if you've ever been out to eat somewhere, been a server, and you get a table, and you got the mom and dad and the couple children there, and they're afraid to scrape their fork against the plate because they're going to get a stare, and there's like the most stoic event when it should be, you know, having fun, sitting back, breaking bread, having a good time with your family. He is like the most uptight, just bore of a guy who thinks so highly of himself and so seriously about himself. And it's just like this remodeling, this remodeling we've been going through is just, it's been torture.
Are we winning next week, JJ?
If we have more than a 14-point lead, if we have more than a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter, then I feel pretty good.
Hey,
but thanks for doing what you're doing, Tony.
Thank you, brother. Stanford tonight upsets USC 41-31. Kevin Hogan goes off. Hogan's Heroes. You're not real high on what's going on at USC right now with Sarkisian, Jerry.
Say that again, Tony.
You're not high on Sarkisian.
Yeah, you know, to me, if I had to pick between himself and Lane Kiffin, I would go with Lane Kiffin all day. To me, Sarkisian, just as a head coach, I thought they underachieved here at Washington. So it was kind of perplexing as to why, you know, they went with a guy who I thought, wasn't as good as his predecessor. So, he is a good offensive mind, but just, I thought when he had the opportunity here to make a dent, especially in their division, within the Pac-12 out here,
huge loss.
I don't know.
Huge loss. Dubsy, yeah. Alabama's getting ready to get the ball back in decent field position, it seems. Ole Miss is backed up on their own 5-yard line, getting ready to punt the ball away as the fourth quarter begins. Ole Miss with a clinging, and I mean clinging, to a 13-point lead right now. It seems like Alabama has all, and I mean all, the momentum in that game.
Yeah, they got the momentum. This is like when Kentucky goes on the run at Rupp and the crowd is into it.
Yep.
And they're hitting threes and they're pressing you, and it's just, it never stops. It's a long way to go in this one.
BYU up 10-3 at the half on UCLA. And in case you missed it in the SEC today, there was a couple of just shocking curb stompings, including South Carolina just getting waylaid. Just getting discombobulated by Georgia. And then LSU today with Leonard Fournette. Wow. Wow. They got stomped into the ground. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. This league, all of a sudden, as Arkansas loses tonight to Texas Tech, on a night where Cliff Kingsbury said, "We kicked his ass. Go tell him that." I mean, what is going on in this conference right now? As we get our next call in, hello and welcome.
Hey, guys, did I hear the beep?
It's you, my friend. Go right ahead, buddy.
You're on. Hey, just out. Let's cover this game. I was going to ask you about 10 minutes ago if you thought Miss was going to hang on to a 17-point lead.
No, they're going to have to hold on for dear life.
Hey, their quarterback, Kelly, what year is he? I'm not familiar with him.
He's a sophomore. He started out at Clemson.
Correct.
And got sideways with the coaching staff there. Did the junior college thing, I believe, last year.
I think he's
year.
Got two to play, too. I think he's a junior, but we'll look that up.
Okay. Lucky he's getting it, but it's tough down there on the road. Talking about tonight's Florida game, Kentucky, we blew it. You know, did you guys watch three of it? Did you watch most of the Kentucky-Florida?
I watched pretty much the whole thing. Yep.
We dropped that pass in the end zone on the first drive. I got a bad feeling then. And you don't beat top teams or good teams kicking field goals.
No, Al, you don't.
We got on the other end. We were close, but we got 5 yards back and went ahead and kicked. I guess that, I don't even know if that was justified. I forget when that was in the game. Early second half, maybe.
Well, you know, furthermore, Al, to your point, I give Florida a lot of credit tonight because they managed that game with a lot of physical, they went at Kentucky like that was a huge game for them. They treated Kentucky with a lot of respect tonight.
Yeah, they did. We've been talking coaches. Did you watch McElwain on the sideline?
Yeah,
I tell you what about McElwain. I was laughing at him a month ago. I'm not laughing at him right now.
Hey, yeah.
He's a fire breather, man.
He coaches.
He coaches, man. He's aggressive, too. I'm not going to say it was a good hire because he didn't recruit well last year, but that son of a gun showed me a little something.
Yep. So, anyway, we didn't deserve that one, even though it's a huge streak. But I don't know. When I leave, you guys might say what you think of. So next week, after watching Florida performance tonight, they looked pretty tough. And Hargrave there, I think we gave up an interception to him. And the way we played, we probably didn't deserve a comeback there, although it was a good showing.
Hargrave's a great player, man.
You talked about quarterbacks. Did I hear? And then I want to get another thing on coaching before I leave. Does everybody pretty much thinking that Dobbs is really uptight and the bad coaching is taking over his performance? Is that what most folks are?
No, I'm personally not going to do that. I think, though, they haven't helped him scheme-wise. They've got to let Josh Dobbs be Josh Dobbs, Jerry. They've got to start rolling him out some and letting him run with the football. Let him be him, Jerry.
Yeah, and the thing on Dobbs, too, I've seen is I've always thought Dobbs was a pretty good athlete. I thought Dobbs has good mobility. I absolutely do not think that Dobbs is a runner, if you guys know what I'm saying. As far as read option type of running ability required in that type of an offense. So to me, essentially, to boil it down to, Dobbs is a pocket passer who has the ability to get out of the pocket and get a first down. That's how I kind of see him. So, to me, it's almost like just go with that. You know what I mean? Instead of kind of like how they did with Worley, they have the fakes here. That's not his game. I mean, that's not Dobbs' game. Dobbs can't run away from those guys on design plays. Now, he can get out of there when he's escaping out of the pocket, you know, on a pass play when something breaks down. But as far as, like, the design runs and all that, I would totally scrap that. I would make him a drop-back passer and, just let him pick guys out there in his progression.
Anything else for us tonight? Great phone call, Al.
One more thing. I just have this theory that even your good players, 4- and 5-star, cannot overcome bad coaching. I think it comes CEO from the top down, and if you don't have a good organization, run a good show, and walk on the field and manage a game, then I don't care what kind of players you got. You can't win with them if the coach is not on his game. And, guys, tell me what you think of seeing Florida tonight. Tell me how you feel. I wouldn't feel too good about going down there next week if I were wearing orange. But
thank you, Al. I'll tell you what I think of Florida. I don't think they're all that, but I don't think that's going to be any easy game by any stretch. I don't think it's going to, I'm with Sinclair. I don't think it's going to be the hardest game in the world to win. I certainly don't think it's going to be a cakewalk, and you're going to have to earn it. And it's kind of like what Ole Miss has done tonight. Ole Miss has done enough to put themselves in a position to win this game.
Still might not be.
But, man, they have got to make plays here because now it's a 6-point game all of a sudden. The Bammers are back in it. Look at those two wasted tickets with Grandpa. These kids aren't even old enough to know where they're at. And this Kelly guy is looking up all of a sudden, and he's going, man, what in the world? They're only 6 down? Bama has a special deal there, don't they, Dubsy? How are they doing that? Dubsy.
The way they've always done it. Recruiting.
Back to the phones. 865-200-5402. See, Everett McGrooves. What a great name. All callers to this show tonight should have to state what time they started drinking at the beginning of their call.
Is there a minimum BAC level to call into this show?
Yes.
0.08.
You have to have a
certain... You have to be above the legal limit.
Brian Hartman said, I had a grilled chicken sandwich at Cassie's earlier. It was delicious. Thank you, Brian.
Sounds good.
What Kerry said about Dobbs is a drop-back passer is good, but that's not Jones' offense. That is not his scheme, Jerry. It's not his scheme to let Jones drop, to let Dobbs drop back.
Yeah, that's correct. And that makes it all more perplexing to me. Is, I mean, think about it. You know, here, now we're through two quarterbacks, right? So think about Worley, think about Dobbs. Both of those guys, at the end of the day, they're pocket passers. One guy is more athletic than the other, but neither one is what I would call a quote-unquote running quarterback. So I almost feel like regardless of who's in there, the system is going to be the system. So even if you put Dormady in there, Butch Jones is still going to run his system. So that's the thing to me where I can kind of see this going here. I don't see him changing for any particular quarterback.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Back to our phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. It is 24 past midnight, and I welcome you in. Hello and welcome.
How's it going, Tony?
Hey, who's this?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, get on in here. And are you on a speakerphone, Bill? Because I need you to get off the speaker.
I am, Tony. Hello?
Embrace the handset, Bill.
Can you hear me now?
Can you pick your headphone? Did you pick your headset up? Handset
yes,
up?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, go right ahead. You sound better.
Please do not take this the wrong way, but I'm avoiding the disappointment. I'm expecting to lose, and I'm going to go see a movie next week. I love Captain.
Bill, don't piss me off. Bill. Now, come on.
Tony, I've been through it too many times.
Bill!
I'm an abused fan.
Bill, hang on a second. Now, I'm going to ask you a personal question. How old are you?
I am 42, Tony.
All right, Bill, you're 42. If you live to be 80, which is a nice long life, that means you'll have 38 more Florida games. You don't want to go to the damn movies. It's
Tony,
SEC football.
Let me explain. Last year, sitting in that song when that happened, it was just too much to take, Tony. I don't know if I can do it again.
Bill, you can do it. I'm going to do it. Come to Cassie's with me next week, Bill. We'll get through it together. And we're going
to
win the game.
I'll try to work myself up to doing that.
And we're going to win the game. And Bill, we're going to win the game next week. We're winning that game. You have to believe that. Otherwise, why bother playing? You have to believe that, Bill.
Tony, I've just been abused quite a bit. I'm an abused fan, and it just hurts. I'll talk with y'all later. I enjoyed the show. And
got PTSD.
One more thing, for those of us that don't live in the Knoxville area, is there any way we can watch that program with you and Tony that you talk about on the podcast? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. I think it was on WBIR's website last week, although don't quote me on that. And they also had a re-air tonight at 6:30 because the response to In the Pocket with yours truly and Tony Robinson was so great. And a huge 9-yard gain for Ole Miss. That's huge. They've got to string together some first downs. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Mark Bale says, I'm going to visit Alcatraz next week and hopefully get stuck there. Probably do a show on that this week. What are you going to do in lieu of the Florida game?
I think I'm going to be leading a nature hike in Cage Cove.
Remember you saying that last year? Look at this play. It's a touchdown.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Busted coverage, and Kelly made a play. And the linebacker bit, and that is a real shame. Jerry, doesn't that break your heart to see Ole Miss has been so well prepared offensively in this game, Jerry? Have they not? It's coming back. It's coming back. Why is it coming back? Because it's Alabama, and they get every damn call. Watch us. You cannot bring that back. It's against Alabama. No, you can't bring that back. Come on. Oh, look at that mouth breather. Look at that mouth breather. And he's even breathing through his mouth.
Man.
Get some Breathe Right nasal strips, dude. What? Always. What was the call, Russell?
I don't know, but they're taking the points off the illegal forward pass. Was he across the line?
What a joke. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see. Jerry's he over the line? I'm gonna let Jerry make. Yes, he's way over the line.
Yes,
no way. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Yeah, he is.
He's way over the line, isn't he?
Line.
Yeah, he's way over. I hate to admit that, but what are you gonna do?
over the line. Mark a date, dude.
He was.
Way over the line.
Unreal.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
One toke over the line.
Yeah, you're on the air, caller. Go ahead.
Unreal. Was he really over the line?
Yeah, he was over the line, and you're on the air. Hey, hello and welcome.
And so is the guy cussing in the background.
Wow, that is an Alabama call right there.
There you go, brother. Welcome in.
Hey, so next week's game, I'm hearing all this doom and gloom. We do not have any faith in our boys, man. I mean, to me, Tennessee's the class of the East so far.
Mm-hmm.
You take last week, they dominated Oklahoma. I see the end of the game and the way that it went. I mean, that's just college football. Everybody wants to blame it on Butch, but, I mean, sometimes that's just the way it goes. But, I mean, what I'm seeing from Tennessee, I'm proud, man. Everything is going to me as expected.
Expound on that when you say as expected. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, with recruiting, I mean, you look at the players Butch has brought in and the talent that's on the field. And, I mean, the game tonight, I mean, it's almost like practice, but a lot of top 25, top-tier teams are having problems against their, you know, quote, cream puff opponents.
Yep.
But not our boys. I mean, they took care of business tonight, and they dominated last week, and I just think it's time. It's time for us to go in there, down there to the swamp. And do what we haven't been able to do for a decade.
Just like Ole Miss.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, just like Ole Miss just scored a touchdown, because it's time for them. You know, the bottom line is this, as far as I'm concerned with this game, and you said it. Arkansas is not very good. South Carolina all of a sudden looks easy. Kentucky, God bless them, after tonight, you know, they're still Kentucky, but they're okay. Vanderbilt is unbelievably awful. There are several wins left on Tennessee's schedule. They win next week, and all of a sudden you're talking about possibly having a special season, because I don't know if you're noticing here, but Alabama's down two scores. So
right.
I don't even put that game in the won't be a loss column. Here's my issue. I want to be able to trust Butch Jones to win a game, and so far he hadn't shown me that he's good with that headset on. I want to see him be good next week. I want to see him make some solid decisions in that game. Am I being too hard on him?
I don't think so, but I've been watching Butch since he was at Cincinnati, and what he was doing there against quality opponents was winning big football games.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that because I watched him when he was at Cincinnati, and he couldn't manage football games when he was there. So you and I were watching, and I followed Cincinnati. I used to go to games. So apparently we're reading off two different songbooks. And I'm not – look, the guy does everything else. I mean, the way you started at your call is exactly right. We're loaded. This football team should not have lost last weekend. A team that's that talented, that has somebody up 17 in their building, should not lose that game. But somehow we found the way.
No, that was, I mean, come on. I mean, every Tennessee football fan I've talked to that has watched, that is a Tennessee, you know, football, scholar or whatever you want to call it, that's one of the worst losses I can remember. Because we dominated it. We owned that game from start to almost finish and then quit. But I also saw a quarterback that seemed like at the end he didn't know how to finish, and you might want to blame that on coaching. And I can say that, you know, it's valid, but I just don't want to put it all on Butch, and I also don't want this doomsday, oh my God, here's Florida.
No, it better not be that.
There's no way we can win it.
No, here's the other thing that is driving me crazy about our fan base right now, and you're a good guy to talk with us about, and I want to get Jerry's thoughts and Russell's thoughts. People keep telling me this is a must win. How can something be a must win when it's this early in the season?
And, because it's Florida.
Well,
Florida.
But how about this?
That's what we do.
But you know what? It's the fourth game of the guy's third season. It's not a referendum on that coach. I want him to get better. I'm not throwing the baby with the bathwater with him. He must get better. He must be more flexible. He must let his players play. They're not letting their players play right now, which kind of drives me crazy. But I hope they loosen things up and just kind of let them go next week and get out of the way. That's kind of what I'm hoping. Go ahead.
For God's sake, swing the ball around.
Hey, right.
Let's see what job. Let's see what he can do, man. Let him go. We didn't do that against Oklahoma. I mean, you know, you can't say, well, we let him do it against Western Carolina. No, come on. Yeah, swing it. Let's see. And we already know Jalen Hurd can get you out of trouble. Let's see what Dobbs can do. Put him, you know he's going to get a pass rush. You know they're going to blitz him. I mean, let him swing the ball around. So what if he throws one or two picks?
I think
our defense is good enough to overcome it.
Well, I saw tonight from in that Kentucky game, I saw enough of that tonight without even looking at the film. Because I was watching it with Tony Robinson to know that Florida loves bringing. They love bringing a corner blitz. They did it three or four times tonight.
I didn't watch it. Did they confuse Toles with a blitz tonight? Because Toles is a good quarterback.
They confused him, but you know what he did? He threw at that blitz several times. He threw behind it. He attacked it. We did not do that last week against Oklahoma at all. Now, they promised us they worked on it this week in practice. I want to see next week how much they've worked on that. I want to see that next week.
5 hours?
Five hours.
You know, Tennessee got really, really predictable at the end of the game last week. And I was sitting there with my dad, who's a lifelong Tennessee fan. And we've watched games, I mean, for 20-plus years. And I just looked at it in the third, toward the end of the third corner, I said, man, I see the handwriting's on the wall. They're just, the play calling's getting really predictable. You have to live on the edge in the SEC. That's what Ole Miss is doing tonight to Alabama. They're getting on the outside and they're doing what you don't do against Alabama.
Yep.
You're getting on the edge and you're testing them where they're the best.
And you know what? They're giving up big plays. Alabama, Ole Miss has given up some big plays, but they've also made big plays. And I would love for our guy to this point to get out of the way enough that he's able to do that.
Right.
And that's all. That's all. I'm not ripping him. I'm not saying he can't coach. I would never say that. I mean, he's an accomplished guy. But you got to give yourself, you got to turn your guys loose, man. You got to.
Yeah, I think, you're talking to a guy that likes Bush Jones. All right, I'm not gonna try to sugarcoat it. I like the guy. I think it's hard, and for somebody in that position with that much pressure, it's easy for you and me to sit back and say this or that. But who knows? Maybe he's being conservative. Maybe so. Maybe it's easy for me to say, hey man, turn them loose. But he brought these kids in, and I know he wants to win. I mean, God bless him. You know he wants to win after all the expectation and everything that people are saying. But, you know, I don't necessarily just think it's the coaching. I think the kids have to just, you know, I think the kids have to play to their ability, you know. But hopefully next week they'll let them loose because, what we got to lose, man? We ain't beat Florida in a decade.
Exactly.
And that ain't happened in my lifetime. That sucks.
You better go down there and fire your bullets next week. If they don't fire their bullets, I'll be pissed on this show next week. I can promise you that.
You and me both, and I'm just listening to callers tonight talking about, I don't even want to watch the game. You don't want to watch the game?
What is that?
The best chance we've had in 12 years to beat them.
Thank you.
For crying out loud. What are you talking about? You don't want to watch the game.
How about the Ole Miss fans tonight?
Get down there.
How about the Ole Miss fans? If they said, well, we're going to Tuscaloosa tonight, I don't want to watch a game. When they just made the interception, and they're up 36-24 with 11 minutes left to go in the game. And the Bammers!
Beautiful.
Get you
beautiful.
Some of that, Bammers!
Beautiful.
Hey, hope you have a great day. Thank you, man.
You too. Thanks, man.
Bye. About to be a negative Nancy, but Ole Miss did beat Alabama last year, and we haven't beaten Florida in about 18 million eons.
Jerry, what's the path to victory next week? As I remind folks that portions today of your Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic Fifth Quarter fan reaction are presented by our friends at Smartway. Go smartway.net online. 8416 Kingston Pike near Bearden High School. Right around the street from Walmart and Walker Springs Road. I'll tell you what. Smart Way is the smart way. Listen to Professor Smarty. Be smart, buy smart, go smart. Smart Way. Everything for your home store where you'll pay your way. Knoxville's newest retailer, furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, even tires. You never know what you're going to find there at Smart Way, but you know you're going to buy it on your own terms. Smart Way. Go smartway.net online. Jerry, before we go back to the phones, and by the way, if you want to get in, 865- 800-200-5402. If you've encountered busy signals tonight, an opportunity for you to get in with us. 865-200-5402. As we're coming up on close to the 3-hour mark here. And Ole Miss hits another one. What did they do? What did they do, Jerry, as soon as they got a turnover? I want to see if Butch Jones is listening. What did they just do?
Go deep.
Why don't we do that under Butch Jones? Everybody else does that.
Yeah,
Tony Robinson was saying that tonight. You get a turnover, throw the thing in the end zone. You got all those big receivers, just like this Treadwell guy. We got guys just like him. We got playmakers and ball guys that have ball skills. That guy's got ball skills. That guy's a nice player.
Treadwell. Oh,
he's had a huge night. He has had a huge night. And all just like that, it's 42-24. Jerry, what is, from your mind, and we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this, but when you start looking at that Florida game, when you looked at them tonight with Kentucky, what jumps out at you? What's the low-hanging fruit there?
I don't think there's any low-hanging fruit, Tony. To me, you know, if you look at the various types of teams that Tennessee will face, to me, this coming week, is probably the toughest kind of opponent that a Butch Jones team can play. To me, this is the opposite of last week. You know, last week I thought they had an opportunity because of the way Oklahoma's offensive coordinator calls the game, being that that's going to help keep Tennessee in the game last week. That pretty much happened. Up until about the fourth quarter, until they started to hand it the game over to some of those backs. But Florida has the ability to make Tennessee be patient on offense, which sometimes I feel like they're not. They also have the ability to, when Tennessee's on offense, to make them drive the length of the field and limit big plays. And they also have the ability to control the clock. So, when they're on offense, even though they're not going to go out there and light up the scoreboard, I thought they have, shown, to be effective against Tennessee the last couple of years, just running the football and shortening that game and limiting the amount of, time that Tennessee, has possessions in the game. So to me, I think this is going to be a tough matchup.
Stop it. Stop it. You guys stop it. Stop. Russell, will he do that? If we get the lead this week, will he run the ball and slow the game down and huddle a little bit on the road?
He hasn't huddled since he's been here. I mean, no, they're going to do what they do, which is run
stupid.
The spread offense.
No, it's okay to run the spread offense. But to not run the clock, let's just call that what it is, that's stupid. To what they did against Oklahoma last week was stupid. You ever have a friend you love enough to tell, hey, that's stupid? I have friends
in my
life.
That's what this is, absolutely.
Right.
Friends,
sometimes
don't let friends coach stupid.
Well, you got to call stupid stupid. Jerry, when they get in that position again, they're not going to do that, are they? Snap balls with 23 seconds to go on a play clock with the game clock running.
Tony, come on. But Jones is going to do it. I mean,
no,
that's
he's not. No, I see. I disagree with you guys. I think that's talk. I think if he gets the ball on the 1-foot line this week, he's going to put the ball in the end zone. Okay. And they're showing that Treadwell kid's gruesome injury from a couple years ago. I'm so glad to see him back. He's a great player.
Yeah, I'd say he's recovered nicely.
I would say that Ole Miss right now, with the way Auburn looked, is one of the favorites, along with LSU in that division. Nobody had the division picked right, did they?
Oh, Ole Miss, LSU.
Who thought that? Treadmill has 5 receptions, 80 yards. That's the loudest 80 yards you've ever seen in your life that he's had tonight. Every catch he's made in that game has been a huge catch. Every catch. Every
clutch.
Single catch.
I mean, it's. I'm sure they've got 9 or 10 wide receivers, but they make a conscious decision to feature the best of them. Imagine that.
I'm going to...
Hey,
Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, just chiming in on that guy's comment on Florida and just the significance of this game. I really do feel like Tennessee, they need to win this game. And the reason is because I feel like this program and the history of the Butch Jones Tennessee football teams, I don't feel like they can climb themselves out of a deeply dug hole. So, you know, they let one get away from them in Oklahoma. But I'm still at the point where, you know, just from what I see, I would not feel comfortable with them losing two big games back-to-back and then them having to win four or five in a row, you know, to have a, make a good season out of it. So to me, this game is huge for them. And it, I kind of feel like not so much from the history and all that, all that stuff really doesn't even matter to me, but more so just for this particular team, I don't think that they have the psyche, you know, to have a couple bad games in a row, then reel off five or six wins in a row. Or a couple losses in a row, then, you know, reel off five or six in a row. I don't think they're quite built like that from a mental standpoint. So I feel like they gotta get this one.
From the mental side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go back to my phones, but first I gotta remind you what you're listening to. Give me 30 seconds to stand up here and stretch.
It's time for another hour of power on today's game. It's the Smart Way Dalton Bearing fifth quarter fan reaction, where you are the star of the postgame. Presented without commercial interruption. The lines are open now. 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. And now, it's time to get your host, Tony Basilio.
We are thoroughly enjoying today. Today has been a perfect day of football for me. I was exchanging private messages earlier with Marcus Satterfield, Temple, after they won. Tennessee wins 55-10. Auburn gets just thrashed and trashed in the West. Alabama is down 43-24. USC lost. Shock the world! Shock the world! To Stanford again. Lane Kiffin is going to have a sleepless night. No doubt with either some member of the, either the athletic department or some young gal next to him. You don't like how I say that, Dubsy, do you? That bothers you.
No, I just see you coming a mile away. Kind of like Ole Miss saw that screen pass coming a mile away.
My Phillies are assaulting 100 losses. Florida is now but a week away. Florida wins tonight in Lexington. The SEC is all of a sudden not what it was supposed to be. And I mean it is not what it was supposed to be. Arkansas is bad. Texas Tech beats them. Cliff Kingsbury says, and I quote, "You go back and tell Bielema we kicked his ass. He trashed him." Score one for finesse football over power football. But when you have a guy like that Fournette guy, and I think Hurd could be a really special I-back, don't you, Jerry, if you turned him loose in an I-back deal?
Oh, no question. We got three on campus. I mean, when was the last time? Now, you probably have to go back to the, I think it was the 93-94 season when we had Charlie Garner, great I-back, James Stewart, Aaron Hayden, and yeah. I think Jay Graham was an incoming freshman. So at that time, we had four I-backs. So right now, they got three I-backs on campus. I mean, that is a wonderful thing right now. I mean, you know, I really feel like they have no idea what they have in their tailback.
Well, it's like Russell said, they're not even going to throw that wrinkle in their offense for whatever reason. I just don't understand why you can't do a little bit of both. But maybe I'm ignorant. Let's go to the phones.
I think you are ignorant. I don't think we're giving Butch Jones enough credit for saving Alvin Kamara for this week. I mean, he might have been able to take that punt to the house against Western Carolina if he had had more than four touches last week.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Fresh legs.
Yeah, hi. Welcome in.
Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, it's William from up here in Ann Arbor.
Hey, William in Ann Arbor. Welcome in, man.
How's it going? What's happened to the SEC? They look bad.
Bad.
They look real bad.
Bad day for the league, man. Bad day.
Hey, I tell you what, Arkansas, I think they had a little more hype. I think they were ranked higher than us coming in. And I think as much as I hate us losing that game, I'd rather be on our side than where they're at right now. So, and you were talking about that Treadwell kid. I wanted to get this in there. I think we got a guy that looks like a version of him coming up in Preston Williams.
Absolutely.
I seen, I don't know if you probably caught it, that it was toward the beginning of the third quarter, or about a third of the way through, that ball Dormady threw to him for almost a 50-yard pass. That was a good-looking ball. And, he threw it up to him, and the kid went and made a play. So,
It's funny. Dormady throws a very good, strong long ball, and he throws. Oh, he leads his receivers. He throws that long ball the way you want to throw it there in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah, it was a good-looking ball. So, I hope, I don't know if, Dobbs doesn't have as good an arm as he does. I hope makes up for his mobility. But anyway, that just, I know it's Western Carolina, but it's still a one-on-one matchup, and you put a bigger, talented receiver out there, and he makes a play,
Absolutely.
I didn't really get to catch much of it. I was out to dinner, but I just wanted to get y'all thoughts on what you think Florida, what they look like tonight. Their defense was, pretty stout against a good quarterback in Toles. But their offense didn't look that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Kentucky doesn't have a terrible defense, but they're not terrific. I think Tennessee has a markedly better defense than Kentucky does, and Florida didn't do a whole lot offensively. So I think that's a little glimmer of hope to me. What did you see on that?
I think Florida's quarterback is better than I thought he was. He's resourceful. He can keep plays alive. And our ends and linebackers have trouble getting that quarterback on the ground so far this year. That's been kind of a theme. And so that kind of scares me. So we're going to have to tackle better next week and finish plays, especially in their building. We do not want him to get momentum. We allowed last week Baker Mayfield to keep plays alive. That should have been sacks, should have gotten him on the ground. That's a concern. Taylor's a nice running back. The problem with Florida is, just like Oklahoma last week, they are young in spots on their offensive line, and where they're young, Tennessee's got to make them pay. Tennessee made Oklahoma at times pay last week, but they didn't play enough offense to really take advantage of the situation, because they had Oklahoma completely discombobulated at times in that game.
I'm not very confident in the Florida game, but I will say this. I think Tennessee will definitely have the best defense they've played to date. So,
well put.
You saw them struggle with Kentucky. I mean, if you can keep them under 20 points, which I don't think is unreasonable by any stretch of the imagination.
Get on there and make a few plays. Let Dobbs make a few plays and get out of the way.
I think it'll be a close game.
And when you get the ball, on the 35-yard line and it's fourth and short,
give it to Hurd.
Give it to Hurd.
And get out of the way.
Don't punt the freaking ball. Get in here. Give me a final thought from Ann Arbor. Your phone's real noisy. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Tony. I'm excited about it. I would rather Florida beat Kentucky so they're undefeated when we go in there. I want them feeling good about themselves. I guess one final thought. This probably really doesn't mean a whole lot. I thought I heard this the other day. There's one ball coach that's on the roster right now that's beat Florida. You know who it is?
One Tennessee coach that's on that roster that's beaten Florida?
Right.
Debo.
That's correct.
Michigan and Lloyd Carr's last game.
Yeah, 2008
That's
Capital
right.
One Bowl.
And you know what he did in that game that was interesting? He took Michigan Well, yeah, but they played like a hybrid spread in that game, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great call.
Just a tidbit. Yep.
Thanks, man. That's good. Thank you. I hope that pays off next week. Hey, Jerry, I just got a tweet in here. It's a, it features a caption from Brian Williams. It says, "I was there when Auburn stopped Leonard Fournette." Let's go back to the phones. That went when everybody's had a look at it. He was there when Auburn stopped Leonard Fournette. Poor Brian Williams.
They did stop him on the 3-yard line of that first play. I mean, they stopped him. It was just 75 yards after he started running.
Jerry, how fun is that when you watch teams like LSU just run somebody over today?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, think about, you know, the Travis Stevens game down there on the road in a hostile environment, you know, and just, you know, watching an offensive line just take over, you know, in a physical way, and just, you know, you're just pounding the other team into submission. You know, when you go on the road, you know, it's just like I wrote my blog last week before last. I've stolen this this line from Herm Edwards, but you know, he said, "Hey, when you go on the road, you can throw your quarterback and your wide receivers out the window. The thing that you needed to go on the road and you need to take with you is your running game and your defense. You know, that's what's going to win, you know, you a game in a big hostile environment, you know, such as Tennessee is doing." So, yeah, I mean, and as far as the coordinators go, I think this is a huge opportunity. You know, what Randy Sanders did down there, at Miami, I thought he called a perfect game. You know, he didn't get crazy with it. He stayed patient with it.
Stay out of the way.
Yeah, so to me, you know, that's what I think even Florida did to us, too, the last couple seasons.
Stayed out of the way.
You know, Driscoll goes down twice, two years in a row.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yep.
But, you know, they didn't let that bother them. They stayed with it on defense. You know, they you know, kept it close on offense, and they let the offensive line and, you know, those running backs they have, you know, kind of take over. So to me, you can't discount the importance of Tennessee's offensive coordinator and, you know, his effect, on that game on the road, which, I think he's going to be the difference maker in terms of how he calls that game.
So well put. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome in.
Hey, it's Mike. Alabama just scored, but you're spot on. It has been just a wonderful day of football all around. Anytime Alabama loses, especially in this kind of a fashion, at home, when the camera pans in on all the Bammers, especially the prostitutes, and they're in tears, and those fat faces of those fat-ass Alabamans, you know, when they're just crushed, they don't know what else to do. There's nothing sweeter than that.
And Saban's hair now looks like the brown suede that you used to see on Buster Brown shoes that all the 60-year-old guys have. His hair is so cool-looking now. How it's that fake brown color. It's cool.
He's venturing into Donald Trump territory.
He really is. He's got Trumpian...
There's
Trumpian
major,
hair color.
Major issues in Sector 7.5, but he's going with some... I mean, he's got a great stylist, I'll
no
say
No question.
That.
It's FEMA Region 4 to you, big boy.
Well, I know you got a backlog of callers. We got a lot more football tomorrow with the Titans.
Oh, gosh.
And all the NFL matchups. But I just wanted to say the LSU game, the way they were running the ball and their offense, I think that's what Tennessee needs to implement. I know that's not going to happen, but, you know, that's the kind of offense I think would really... serve us well this season, especially with our two backs. And you mentioned the Phillies losing 100 games, on pace to lose 100 games this year. When was it when the Phillies won 100 games? Wasn't that just a few short years ago?
4 years ago.
What year was that?
4 years ago.
That was just 4 years ago, and they had won 100 games. And I know this is a football call-in show, but the World Series is right around the corner. What are your thoughts there?
I'm not talking. We're doing the fifth quarter here, but I will say to your point.
You're talking about how many hours you spend on the Tennessee Western Carolina football game.
You're getting mad at me now. You're pouting. Now at 12, what is it, like 12:30 or 12, are you going to cop an attitude at 12:58 in the a.m.? I mean, my gosh, man.
I just asked a simple question.
I know, and I gave you a simple answer. But I will say this to you, as Alabama covers the onside kick, are you effing kidding me? And it's 6:36 to play in the game. Russell, are you kidding?